you know, the defensive skills that we have is, you know, we can have one play that looks like seven. You know, it says we have one set play, but it has seven different looks to it. So, you know, as a quarterback, you have to be very, you know, mentally strong to be able to understand what defense we in and what we're giving up after that defense. Again, he's very creative with defensive schemes, so, you know, it's always excited for him to go get somebody who really won't see some of the things that a veteran quarterback will.
Quinn, Gino was talking about the respect he's earned over the last year. Why do you think he was able to earn that respect with you guys? It seems pretty obvious, but why? What did he do?
You know, I think he just stayed the course. At the end of the day, he understood his position. He was our quarterback. And, you know, we supported him regardless. You know, we supported him when he was down. We were supporting him when he was up. So I think, you know, for him to stay the course and continue to be a constant leader as he was at the quarterback position and continue to move forward, I think that was, you know, one of the key things that we saw with him. But that's why we gave him the respect.
Do you guys, your front seven is so good and has been so consistent at getting pressure. Do you feel that responsibility even more given what's gone on injury-wise in the backfield, or does it change what you guys think at all?
Nah, I'm actually, I guess you could call me crazy for it, but I actually, you know, think that our back end is pretty good as well. We got a bunch of athletes back there, and, you know, at the end of the day, just like all of us, if we pay attention to our coaches and work our technique, we'll be successful.
What is your impression of Carr, what you've been able to see so far?
He has a strong arm. You know, he's, you know, when you sit back there and let him throw the ball, he'll get after you. But, you know, we'll see on Sunday as far as getting back there and being disruptive and making sure that, you know, he's not as comfortable as he used to be.
Because that's the thing. If you let him sit back there, so your point is don't let him sit.
don't let him back there. Don't let him sit back there. Be in his face constantly. Hit him. Be disruptive.
And I talked to Sheldon Richardson yesterday about going up against a rookie QB, and he says he loves it. What has it been for you guys talking about it?
It's great. I mean, he gives us opportunity. You know, times when he flush out, he gives us a chance to get a sack and just make bad decisions. And sometimes he might not throw the ball, he might just hold it. And that's another chance to get a sack or a pressure or whatever situation may be. So, you know, we look forward to getting after and making him uncomfortable.